This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with a commentary on wheat for August 29th. Well, we had the wheat markets fairly quiet yesterday. Kansas City just dipping below $4 once again and finding pretty decent buying step up on that. So the spread with Kansas City versus Chicago started out a little bit firm, then backed off and was losing a couple cents for a brief moment, and then started to come back up. So we're seeing not only support step up for the futures contract in Kansas City below $4, but that spread moves around quite a bit. You get below 72 and the market tends to kind of turn on that. So it sure looks like a market that's forming a pretty solid base here. For the last 3 weeks, Kansas City has been in a very narrow range, just moving sideways. Minneapolis continues to push lower, of course, with spring wheat harvest in high gear. You're seeing a lot of cash pressure stem from that market. And in Chicago, markets have bounced around. We tried to rally a little bit here last week. The markets have backed off from that so far this week. But we did dip down into supports last week, and the market bounced off of that. And so far, we're still holding that support. So all of these markets, not exactly, you know, on fire, but at least showing some signs that they've got some stability down here. And of course, most of the trade is focused on corn and soybeans, which is typical this time of year, and especially in here like this. The corn market and the soybeans both actually starting to be a little bit nervous about the growing season wrapping up here fairly soon. Even on a normal year, the northern tier of the Midwest would be looking at mid-September for the first heavy frost, and certainly by the 1st of October. There's growing concern that with the last week or two of cooler temperatures, a lot of rain, that the growing degree days are running short. And so there is some concern about shaving off some of the yield of corn and soybeans. Some of the estimates being floated around are as high as 10 to 15%, which is pretty notable. So we'll see, you know, it just depends, you know, if on Mother Nature, and we don't have any freezes in the forecast. I think that's why the market has been fairly flat in both corn and soybeans. If there were to be a forecast that showed cold temperatures coming in and actually with a threat of freezing, then I think this market would jump. The corn market yesterday started out a bit weaker and ended up firm, so we actually had an outside day higher right off those double bottoms, right off a double bottom support with us testing those May lows over those last couple weeks. So the market's clearly showing some signs of support here as well in corn. And in soybeans, you haven't gotten down to the May lows. You're not even really all that close. But the market, too, touched the spike low from early August and ended up with an outside day higher yesterday. So I think both of those markets giving us some pretty notable buy signals with a clearly defined stop area. And I don't see why corn would go below the May low, because that was the low before all these weather problems developed. You're clearly going to have a much smaller crop than what the market was anticipating then. So why would it go lower than that? Other than you've got the rest of the world stepping up and producing a lot of corn. There's a lot of feed grain around, which is why we're back down to these lows. But I don't see the market being able to push beyond that really for any length of time. And with yesterday's price action, it would suggest that it's probably done down here. Doesn't mean we're going to have a screaming bull market to the upside, but I think it does mean that we have found a low or a price level that will hold this market. So writing put options, it would be a good way to play this. Just let the time decay work for you. Buy the board with a stop below the low, things like that. Not necessarily buying calls. Although if you wanted to take a shot at it, write the puts, buy the calls. If you do get that frost event, then that should pay off. But basically just pointing out that I think we're bottoming in both the row crops, and that should support wheat as well. Stats Canada put out some estimates yesterday for grain production, all wheat at 31.25 million tons. The estimate was 32.3, so it was 1.1 million tons below the estimate. Last year was 31.7, so we're still a half a million tons below last year's production. Canola at 18.4 million tons. That was about a half million below the estimate, and it's down 2 million from last year. In export sales this morning, we had wheat 661,000 tons. That was just above the high end of the range of estimates from 250 to 650,000. Hard red winter wheat made up 225,000 of that, soft red 72,000, spring wheat 236,000, white wheat 128,000, durum was zero. In corn export sales, 856,000, that was just below the high end of the range of estimates. Mexico took up the bulk of that at 547,000. Soybean export sales, 448,000, that was in the middle of the range from 150 to 1 million. China took 77,000. So we're looking at a wheat complex that has found some stability, if nothing else, and trading sideways in a very narrow range for Kansas City. Minneapolis still going to feel some pressure for the next week or two because of spring wheat harvest. And Chicago, which is finding support from the corn complex, which appears to have found a little bit of life to it. There is some chatter about the cold. Ending the growing season early, that's obviously going to support corn. And the corn market has rallied about 10 cents off its low already just in the last couple days. So the wheat market is going to find support from that. Other than that, wheat just really does not have a story on its own. Southern Hemisphere growing season just getting rolling. Still seeing some dry conditions in eastern Australia. Argentina has some dry conditions developing in the western part of wheat country, but it's still looking at this point like a big crop coming out of Argentina and on track for another record after last year's record. So there's not a shortage of wheat in the world. And even with a short crop by the southern hemisphere, you're still going to have adequate supplies of milling grade wheat and feed wheat. So it's really a matter of taking advantage of rallies when we get them. Seasonally, we tend to rally into late September, early October, so at least we're hoping for some sort of a bounce into that time window. But the competition is intense around in the global sphere. You've got big crops out of the Black Sea, Europe. They're going to be on track for big exports, so that, you know, the United States is geared up for that, but it's I think just going to keep a lid on prices unless something happens out of left field. And the most likely one would be the corn market taking a run, and that's certainly within the realm of possibilities. It's just a matter of over the next month really of getting a handle on just what the weather is and can we bring this corn crop home. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.